Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast, sponsored by PayCademy.com. CLIM has raised $27 million MLN. CLIM, a Colombia-based fintech that provides working capital to small and medium-sized companies, has received a $27 million round of investment. Solaris may only accept new customers with BaFin's permission. The German Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin, has announced tightening its regulation of Solaris, the Germany-based technical service provider and executing bank for numerous digital banks and fintech. Axiom Bank partners with Cable. U.S.-based financial institution Axiom Bank has partnered with Cable to automate financial crime compliance development for the bank's fintech program. Brank is to double down account opening via mobile data kiosks. Brank is, an Indonesia-based startup, has announced it will double down on its account opening business via the mobile data kiosks across the country. Jack Henry expands credit card offering with the Independent Bankers Bank. U.S.-based financial technology company Jack Henry has enlarged its credit card offering with the agent credit card program provided by the Independent Bankers Bank, TIB. Oro raises $13 million MLN. Open-source e-commerce platform Oro has closed a $13 million strategic growth funding round led by private equity firm Zuber Capital to accelerate B2B e-commerce. PwnPay raises $350 million MLN. Digital payments company PwnPay has raised $350 million from General Atlantic at a valuation of over $12 billion in a first tranche of a $1 billion funding round. Signified partners with Commerce Tools for plug-in launch. U.S.-based fraud prevention company Signified has partnered with Commerce Tools to launch a plug-in with built-in dynamic exemption for SCA management feature. MasterCard partners Citizens. U.S.-based financial institution Citizens has partnered MasterCard as its exclusive payments network across its credit, debit, and commercial portfolios and its U.S. services provider. Alibaba Cloud rolls out financial services with over 70 products. Alibaba Cloud has launched a suite of financial services with over 70 products to support the entire digital journey of financial service institutions, FSIs. Bitwarden buys passwordless.dev to support passwordless authentication. U.S.-based password management platform Bitwarden has acquired Sweden-based startup Passwordless. Tempo France partners Arminotech to improve Stellar blockchain adoption. Money transfer company Tempo France has partnered with Cyprus-based Arminotech to improve Stellar blockchain integration in the global sector. EU's Breton warns TikTok CEO, comply with new digital rules. The European Union's digital policy chief warned TikTok's boss Thursday that the social media app will have to fall in line with tough new rules for online platforms set to take effect later this year. PayPal warns 35,000 users of credential stuffing attacks. Online payment system PayPal is alerting roughly 35,000 individuals that their accounts have been targeted in a credential stuffing campaign. Ransomware revenue plunged in 2022 as more victims refused to pay up, report. Cyber criminals earned significantly less from ransomware attacks in 2022 compared to 2021 as victims are increasingly refusing to pay ransom demands, according to data from Chainalysis. Chinese hackers exploited Fortinet VPN vulnerability as zero-day. A China-linked threat actor was observed exploiting a recently disclosed Fortinet FortiOS SSL VPN vulnerability when it was still a zero-day, Months before patches were released, Mandiant reports. Ransomware shuts hundreds of Yum! Brands restaurants in UK. A ransomware attack forced the parent company of KFC and Taco Bell to close several hundred restaurants in the United Kingdom this week. Drupal patches vulnerabilities leading to information disclosure. Drupal this week announced software updates that resolve a total of 4 vulnerabilities in Drupal core and 3 plugins, and which could lead to unauthorized access to data. T-Mobile says hackers used API to steal data on 37 million accounts. Wireless carrier T-Mobile on Thursday fessed up to another massive data breach affecting approximately 37 million current postpaid and prepaid customer accounts. Universal Digital Payments Network launched at Davos. A Universal Digital Payments Network, UDPN, for stablecoins and central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, was launched at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos. The network aims to provide interoperability between these digital currencies. Marqeta builds web push provisioning product for mobile wallets. OpenAPI card issuing and processing platform Marqeta has unveiled a web push provisioning product that helps merchants accept payments from mobile wallets without requiring their customers to download an app. CFPB issues new guidance of negative option practices. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, issued a new circular affirming that companies offering negative option subscription services must comply with federal consumer financial protection law. Negative option programs include subscription services that automatically renew unless the consumer affirmatively cancels, and trial marketing programs that charge a reduced fee for an initial period and then automatically begin charging a higher fee. Oric and Buckley merge to form fintech law firm. Oric and Buckley jointly announced the strategic combination, which responds to growing demand from the most innovative companies and financial institutions for forward-looking regulatory and enforcement advice. Channel Capital advances fintech strategy with new head of investor relations. Channel Capital Advisors LLP, Channel, has appointed Bhumika Kasaria as its new head of investor relations. Open data platform Ocredo enters UK market. Ocredo, an open data platform that merges open data, open banking, and credit bureau functionalities, aims to give SMEs in the UK a competitive advantage by offering access to the most recent data about other UK businesses. SEC fines Nexo $45 million in penalties. American Regulatory Authority, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, charged crypto asset platform Nexo $45 million in penalties for the unauthorized sale of a crypto lending product. HSBC gets warning for open banking failures. HSBC has once again fallen foul of the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, for publishing inaccurate information through its open data APIs. Link raises $30 MLN to give merchants access to direct bank payments. US-based payments company Link has raised $30 million to date, after a $20 million Series A and a $10 million seed round, to expand merchants' access to direct bank payments. UK, Thailand to improve trading. The UK Centre for Digital Trade and Innovation, C4DTI, and the Electronic Transaction Development Agency, ETDA, have partnered to improve trading between the UK and Thailand. CFPB issues guidance to eliminate confusing subscription practices. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, has addressed patterns and other tricks companies use to confuse and deceive consumers enrolled in subscriptions. Paymentus announces collaboration with Green Dot. Real-time bill payment services company Paymentus has partnered with U.S.-based fintech Green Dot to expand the cash bill pay features into its instant payment network. One Group partners with fintech company Know Your Customer. UK-based provider of financial services One has announced its partnership with Know Your Customer to deliver an improved onboarding experience for its clients. IXOPAY and Fraud.net team up to fight fraud. Europe-based independent provider of payment orchestration solutions, IXOPAY has announced a strategic partnership with fraud and risk management provider Fraud. Crypto exchange Bitslato charged with money laundering. Cryptocurrency exchange Bitslato has been charged by authorities from the United States with laundering more than $700 million United States dollars. MoonPay expands its Web3 presence by acquiring Nightshift. Crypto payments firm MoonPay has acquired Web3 creative agency Nightshift in order to help brands expand into crypto and collectible tokens. Critical vulnerabilities patched in OpenText Enterprise Content Management System. Several vulnerabilities described as having critical and high impact, including ones allowing unauthenticated remote code execution, have been found and patched in OpenText's Enterprise Content Management, ECM, product. Capital One cuts 1,100 agile tech jobs. Capital One has axed more than 1,100 technology positions as the credit card firm eliminates its agile job family. Bluefin adds network tokenization through Visa Tech. Bluefin, a leader in integrated payments and data and payment security, today announced it has teamed up with Visa for network tokenization. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. We hope to see you tomorrow.